Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Day four of our parenting myths, and today we're hitting one of the big ones.
Something that's never happened in my house.
I think each time I've said this is another big one. All five of these are major issues, major myths and issues that parents struggle with. Mm-hmm. And today we're talking about lying.
Today's topic is lying. Something that I've never had to deal with my children, because I've never been lied to.
Probably.
No, I've been lied to.
So we're going to talk about lying, not because it's a myth that kids lie, because mm-hmm. kids lie.
Right.
It's a myth that it's unique. It's a myth that it's just your child that's doing it. It's a myth that that it's signs of something really bad to come.
Admit it. When you're seeing a family and a parent says, "My son's lying to me." What's your first thought?
Okay.
Of course he is.
Why not?
Of course he is. That's what they do.
Right.
Right? That's the myth part, is that you think it's only you. No. This is universal.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. They're going to do that. They start when they're two.
But like all the other topics we've discussed this week, what do we mean by lying? What are they lying about?
Right.
You know, these are not lies that are earth-shattering, world-changing. They're lies about what they're doing.
Right.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, so exactly. So we're going to differentiate lies from lies. So
that is okay.
That's deep.
That gives me something to work with.
So we're going to if you ask them, "Do you have homework?" and they say no, but they really have homework, yes, that's a lie.
It's a lie.
But that's different than you. If you say, "Where are you going this evening?" and they say, "I'm going to my friend's house," and they're really going to a club or to, you know, to the next town over or something like that. Mm-hmm. Those are two very different things. But oftentimes we treat them as though they're the same.
And parents will say that. Well, lying is lying. No, that's why we have the whole concept of a white lie.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
There are different gradations of lying.
Right.
Some are worth worrying about, and some are not worth worrying about.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, like, certainly we're not saying that it's okay that your kid lies.
Right.
But I think that the important piece here is that it is trying to get at why they're lying.
Yeah.
If they're lying, most often, they're lying because they are, you know, concerned about punishment, mm-hmm. which we talked about.
Fear of punishment.
Right, mm-hmm. which we talked about the first time. Mm-hmm. Fear of or concern about having an opportunity taken away from them.
Right.
And because of those worries, because mm-hmm. of those fears, they're going to lie. They're going to mislead. They're going to attempt to avoid those negative consequences.
Right. If a child is lying to avoid a negative consequence, that makes sense to me.
Right.
Okay. If a child is lying to go out and do something bad.
Right.
For example, my daughter lies about where she's going. She tells me she's going to a girlfriend's house, but she's really going on a date with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a lie, but as you say, why is she telling me that lie?
Right.
What is it about? Is it that I don't approve of the boyfriend? Is it that I don't approve of her being out? You know, so we need to understand this, why the lie is occurring.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because what parents tend to do is, as you said, a lie is a lie. And so we punish lies. And so as soon as we find out that she's lying, okay, that's it. You're on lockdown. You're not going anywhere. Right. And when we slam the doors that way, mm-hmm. we introduce the need, the at least perceived need from the teen's perspective, to lie more.
That's right. Right.
Because probably the reason that she lied about going out with her boyfriend is because you slammed the door before and you didn't listen to her, she didn't feel as though she had any choices, that she mm-hmm. didn't have any opportunities. And so she lied because her experience tells her that if she tells the truth, She's going to have no say in the matter, and her world is going to be completely controlled by you. Mm-hmm. Control was what we talked about yesterday.
And better to ask for forgiveness than permission. Because if they're going to get a no, mm-hmm. you know, if they know they're going to get a no, they're going to take the chance. Right. They're going to risk
right.
being dishonest.
Right. So as parents, what we have to really do is listen. We have to be understanding. We have to offer opportunities. And we have to, we talked about respect the other day, mm-hmm. but we have to respect their opinions, their views, their beliefs.
And we have to respect the person.
Right.
Because you said a few minutes ago, you don't want to react simply to the behavior.
Right.
You don't want to react simply to the lie. Because sometimes children lie to protect our feelings.
Right.
You know, they don't want to hurt our feelings, so
right.
they will lie. So it's not the lie that you want to respond to.
Right.
Okay. Figure out why the child... If a child says, no, I don't have homework tonight, that's probably not worth worrying about.
Right.
I mean, that's going to... The
because
consequences
once again,
of that
there's
are
going
to come out eventually anyway.
Right.
Okay? Then you deal with that.
Right.
Okay?
Right. And so we... You know, you deal with things as they mount. And, you know, as parents, if we deal with those kinds of issues early on, if you deal with the issue of, well, the consequence of not doing homework... is a poor grade,
right.
and we deal with that in second or third grade,
mm-hmm.
as the kid gets into middle and high school, that's not going to be as much of a problem.
That's right.
It's when we avoid all of those early important experiences mm-hmm. that we struggle when they're teens,
right.
because now not only do they have this history that suggests they need to lie, but we also have this history that suggests that as we have more and more opportunities, we're going to find ways to take those opportunities outside of sort of the boundaries that our parents are affording us. So,
That's right. The worser
yeah.
our consequences are,
yeah.
the more likely children will lie to escape those consequences.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So if you use these draconian punishments of taking cell phones for a month, most kids are going to risk lying
mm-hmm.
rather than risk that kind of drug. So be careful of the kind of punishments you
right.
you know before you pull that punishment lever. Be
yeah.
careful because
yeah.
you could be inviting lying. There's another reason why kids lie, it's fascinating. It's an interesting concept. At this age, children are beginning to separate. Teenagers,
right?
Okay, so here again we have that difference between attachment parenting and detachment parenting. Young teenagers begin to separate from us.
Right.
They don't want us to know everything anymore.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
They want to keep some things private. So they, we call it lying, but what they're actually doing is they're keeping some things private.
Right.
Okay. And if we challenge them, they may lie.
Mm-hmm.
We all, as adults, we all keep some secrets. Okay.
Right.
Are we lying? No, I mean, maybe we are, but
right.
that's all kids are doing. They're
right.
doing, they're, but it's a normal reason for not divulging everything.
We talk about this a lot in 13 Reasons Why.
That's right.
That podcast that
yeah.
we've been doing. Because people call it a lie of omission.
That's right. There's, right.
And it's...
Errors of, yeah, lies of omission and lies of commission.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's, I to me, that is very borderline. I wouldn't
borderline
lying.
Oh,
I wouldn't consider that lying.
Right.
I don't consider
mm-hmm.
that lying because we all have secrets, as you
mm-hmm.
said.
Mm-hmm.
We all keep things to ourselves because to expect a 12, 13, 14, mm-hmm. 15, keep going, year old teenager to tell a parent
right.
everything,
mm-mm.
I think is naive.
That's right. It's an unrealistic expectation. They
right.
simply aren't going to do it because at this age, they're going to start keeping some things to themselves. And they're not going to share
right.
them with you because it's part of the of their Declaration of Independence.
Right.
It's just the way it's going to work.
And if you have a healthy relationship with your kid, they're going to tell you the important things.
That's right.
And then they're going to keep the stuff that's
right.
important to them. They're going to keep that
mm-hmm.
private. But they're going to tell you the things that you really need to know. And again,
right.
we see that pretty clearly in that program, The 13 Reasons Why. We see that very clearly with Clay and his parents.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty straightforward.
And mentioning that show, 13 Reasons Why, I think of Jessica, who's been drinking and
mm-hmm.
hiding it from her parents.
Right.
Okay, why? Because she doesn't want to disappoint her parents. Right. So she's being dishonest so as not to disappoint them.
Right.
Okay. And you need to think about those sorts of things.
As compared to Clay, who comes home completely drunk one day, and his parents are like, hey, look, it's going to happen.
Right.
But here's what comes next.
Right.
And it's just a wonderful way to handle it.
So which child is more likely to be completely honest? The right. one who has no fear.
Right.
Okay. If children fear their parents, chances are they're going to risk a lie rather than punishment.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the last word about this is, you know, parents, just please, don't set your kids up to lie.
Yeah, that's fair.
Don't ask them a question that you know they're going to lie about and then flip out when they lie about it. Mm-hmm. If you know they're going to lie, don't give them the opportunity to lie. Just phrase your question, make your statement in a way that's not that they know that you know. Don't give them the opportunity. Don't feed them the opportunity to lie, because they will. And then you're going to be all upset that they're lying, but you knew that they were going to lie to begin with.
Right. Just, you already knew the truth.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Right. So don't do that.
Oh, it's so frustrating when people do that. Right. It's like, I know he's going to lie about it, but I'm going to ask him anyway.
But I'm going to ask him, catch him in a lie, and then I'm going
to
punish him.
And then we kind of try to trick ourselves or try to justify it by saying, well, I was giving him the opportunity to tell the truth. You knew he wasn't going to.
Right.
We all knew he wasn't going to tell the truth.
Right. The expectation should be that they're not going to. Not because it's abnormal.
Right.
But it's completely normal.
Yes. Right. So, all right. That is it for
more
tonight.
More on that later.
Yes. One
we're
more.
We're going to talk about this more.
We have one more myth that we're going to do for tomorrow. So,
Let's get cracking.
That's right. Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.